All right. Thank you, everybody. I do apologize. We did have to conduct some discussions in a closed session. This is the Pacifica National Programming Committee meeting on June 4th, 2019. My name is Jim Dingman, and we're reconvening in an open session. I wanted to ask people to discuss what they would like to have on the agenda, and I'm open now where we have 15 minutes, I guess, to talk about that. We're going to do it a little quicker. Does anybody have any proposals or anything or any modifications they want to do?
Jim, this is Donald for the stack.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I mean, you certainly in the email you sent this afternoon, you've got an agenda here pretty packed full, including the three items on the bottom, item two
right.
And item three. So hopefully everybody's had a chance to look at the agenda, proposed agenda.
Yes, go on.
Chair of the stack?
Sure, go on.
I think we should take off station updates at this time.
Are you okay? You guys cool with that? Is there any
Carol for
disagreement?
The stack.
Yes, Carol.
I'm okay with that. And I'm also remembering that Grace has a proposal she wanted to bring.
Okay. Is there any objections to me taking the station roundup off the stack? Okay, going once, going twice. Okay, that's off the stack. There are no minutes to approve, so I'm going to take that off the stack. I have here an update that Mansoor may or may not want to comment on about getting directors participating. Should I keep that on the stack, Mansoor, on the agenda?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I had on the agenda your questions or, you know, when you suggested to call the directors up. I just was curious if there's any progress on that or not.
Oh, I haven't made any contacts with any of the PDs, so I'll do it next time.
Okay, so we're done with that. Okay. I will take the podcast report off the agenda for this meeting. Basically, it's just propaganda about podcasts. Let's see. Grace, you had a motion you wanted to have us discuss. Grace, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Should I? I feel that this.
Yeah, go on. I'm just copying that. Everybody see that motion from Grace? Grace, do you want to read it out?
Sure.
Well,
sure.
Wait a minute. We're just stacking the agenda here at the moment, so it'll be premature.
That's true.
All right. Well, anyway, an item there about get out the vote, get out the vote agenda. And let me just see what else we could take out of here. Let's see. And we'll take the Julian Assange thing out. I don't have to talk about that. That basically is that, you know, we're. The mainstream media is leading the charge right now after the second indictment, and I'm all in favor of collaborating with them on First Amendment grounds, but that's really what that's all about. Okay. Let's see. All right. So we have here an item to do a show on the International Day of Indigenous Peoples, a morning show study, a discussion of strategic and programming planning. We've already had a discussion in closed session about audience. Maybe if we have time, Max, he can talk about ascertainment and community engagement, what he means by that, if he has the energy for it. Later. And anything else anybody want to add to this? I think, Mansoor, you wanted to talk about elections to the as officers, correct?
Not necessarily. Oh, you mean as of the committee? Absolutely, yes. But we'll do it next time via email.
Okay.
But we don't have to do it on this call.
Okay, fine. All right. So, is everybody cool with what we have here now? I'm going to add Grace's agenda item down here, this issue of Get Out the Vote programming proposal. And we'll try to just allocate 10 minutes. I guess 10 minutes we can talk about perhaps the first one. But is everybody okay with this? Does anybody have anything else they want to add? No? Okay.
Carol for the stack.
Yes, Carol.
Could we go ahead with Grace's next?
You want to go ahead with Grace's item next to just talk about that right away?
Yeah.
All right. Is everybody cool with that? Everybody agree with that? Okay. To no objection, fine. Okay. So, Grace, you're on board, on deck.
Okay. You can hear me then, huh?
Right. Go on.
Good. Okay. It's clear that the 2020 election has already begun, and it's generating a lot of energy. And this is a Get Out the Vote programming proposal. As a 501c3, we can't endorse candidates, but we can do voter education, encourage people to vote, explain the voting process, encourage people to engage in electoral politics, and inform our listeners about the democratic process. Most progressives understand that we can't win based on money alone. Our strength is in our numbers. Voter turnout is the key to electing local, state, and national representatives who care about the environment, human needs, civil liberties, and who will cut the military budget to pay for health care, education, art, music, etc. Let's encourage our stations to produce and air more programming geared to the following. One, explaining how democracy works. You would be surprised how ill-informed many people are. Two, explaining why people should be more involved in government and how elections and elected representatives affect everyone's lives. Three, giving information about how to register, how to vote, who is eligible, et cetera, et cetera. As an aside, for instance, very few young people know that when you're 17, you can register to vote. If you're going to be 18 by the time the election comes around. So this is a key time with, especially with high school seniors, for them to register their friends and when they're 17 before they graduate high school. Anyway, next is encouraging people to register to vote, encouraging people to consider public service as a career, informing our audiences about voter demographics, blue states, red states, swing states, voting patterns, gerrymandering, voter suppression, and how to defeat it, etc. Pacifica stations can develop relationships with powerful groups by interviewing their representatives such as Rock the Vote, the Southwest Voter Registration Drive, League of Women Voters, Friends Committee on National Legislation, League of Conservation Voters, Peace Action, the NAACP, MALDEF, the ACLU, et cetera, et cetera. Many of these groups have celebrity spokespeople who we can interview. Celebrities are well-loved and listened to. This doesn't mean we have to spend money to produce special programming, although that is possible. It simply means getting our regular hosts to produce short, medium, and long information pieces, interviews and programming around voter empowerment and making sure it gets up on the audio port. This would be especially useful for our affiliates. Be very powerful because many of them are in red and purple states and districts. This is a way also to polish our brand because changing society using peaceful means is what Pacifica is all about. If we make a concerted effort to do a voter education and empowerment drive, it will become very easy to get interviews with progressive political figures. And did I mention that this would be so incredibly fundable? And the kicker is we can also do it in Spanish. That's it.
All right. Anybody have comments about this?
I have a question, Mansoor.
Go on. Go on, Mansoor.
Oh, thank you. Grace, usually this type of Get Out to Vote, they have a lot of fundings behind it. Would your proposal be funding the stations to do these things? Are you bringing in money from different organizations, even from governmental organizations that promote people to get out and vote?
Well, you know, I think that if we start doing it just with our regular programmers and keep a log and access to this type of voter empowerment shows. So, for instance, if there's a repository of these shows, because this type of show is usually an evergreen type of show. In other words, a half-hour interview with somebody from Rock the Vote can be aired over and over and over again. It doesn't have to just be aired once. So I'm answering your question, Mansoor. So what I'm saying is, if we have a repository of, say, 20 of these types of shows that we've already produced, and it's on the audio port, then we can go out and say, look, Pacifica is doing a lot to empower voters and to get out the vote, and how about you help us fund this? And if we interview representatives from Rock the Vote, the Southwest Voter Registration Drive, et cetera, all these organizations, the word will get out, and I think that we could then reach out for funding. I don't think the funding will come first. I think we have to put in some effort first and then go and get the funding around this effort.
Yeah. May I continue?
For the stack.
May I have a follow-up?
Yeah, sure.
So thank you. Grace, this is a great idea, but Rock the Vote, those people have money. And I mean, we can promote voting and, you know, announce it that, you know, coming up presidential election, this and that. But if we reach out to these organizations, they have ton of money. And you need to figure out how we get money from them to do this type of things, because those shows are not on any right-wing radio stations, which is 95-98% of all the radio station nationwide. So I think we can do some fundings, get some funding from those guys to do this type of things. And we'd be remiss if we don't get money from them. And I mean, good chunk, you know, $20,000, $30,000 for this type of activities. Thank you.
I agree I think this is a very fundable idea.
Donald?
Yes, I too think it's very fundable, but I wanted to make a different point. We should not conflate get out the vote with voter registration. These are two distinct parts of getting Americans to vote, and they require somewhat different efforts. And what I mean by that is there are literally tens of millions of Americans who are eligible to vote who are not registered to vote. And so the first part of our effort should certainly be encouraging young people who notoriously are underregistered and undervote to register to vote, even though our demographics at the moment are skewing toward 55 plus, as was pointed out earlier. So I think it's a two-part effort, but it's all about engaging people in the word democracy and democratic participation in our country.
Max, this is Statler.
Yeah, Maxie.
Yeah, I want to build on what I think is a great idea by Grace, and I think Donald brought up some great points too. I do think, in addition to the programming ideas that Grace has forwarded, I think what would really be impactful is if either the foundation or the stations came up with a slogan or a unique Pacifica voter registration campaign, and created, in addition to the programming ideas, I think an on-air promotional strategy would actually have significant value across our listenership, because if you're doing promos, those can play all throughout our schedule and will inevitably get a lot more exposure than individual shows. But it's complementary to the programming ideas that Grace brought up, because I do think there's a secondary audience in terms of the affiliates, and maybe even some opportunities for some joint and shared product. The other thing that Donald said that I think is important is that this is also an engagement, a community engagement opportunity. And, yeah, it's true that we're skewing towards 55 and older, and that's traditional across the market, across all of our stations. I think, you know, there may be an opportunity to target not elderly, if you will, but just, you know, the baby boomer generation, perhaps disenfranchised communities in our regions. And doing some kind of campaign with an audience that would be more likely to listen to them. I'm not against the effort to reach the young folks, but I think there are disenfranchised demographics who fit our psychographic profile, if you will, leftist, progressive, and older, who, if we did a on-air and off-air engagement strategy and promotional strategy, to couple with the programming ideas Grace came up with, I think it could be quite powerful, and we could brand it as something that we put on our website as elements that are available there for others to use. But it would be something unique to Pacifica, and I think that's something to consider.
All right. Any other people to the stack? All right. I'd like to comment. Okay. This is a brilliant idea, Grace, because it can allow us to reach into political science departments in every single signal area we're in, because I know I am a trained political scientist, so now I'm going to play that game, and I think that people would respond to thinking about ways to motivate those large amounts of people who never vote that have all sorts of different characteristics about it. The other thing that's brilliant about this is that we can, you know, tend to be sometimes against foreign, you know, non-English speaking language in programming in certain kinds of ways, but this allows us to create voter registration announcements, cards, depending on, you know, your age, in Spanish, in French, in Vietnamese. It really allows us to do some really interesting things with all the signal areas we're in. And I would even say here in New York, in different South Asian languages, I mean, we talk about, or in Chinese, we talk about how we don't reach out to certain segments of our populations. If it's done creatively, we could get a lot of involvement in ways we can't even think. And I agree with Mansoor, once we start implementing this, we can reach out and people will support these kind of ideas, in particular if it's sort of a popular democracy kind of approach. Bottom up. That's in line with what the whole mission of the state of the organization is.
Carol for the stack.
Carol.
Hi. So I really like this idea, and I think it's really important that we present facts and information about these processes that are going on so that, you know, people can not only, we're not just telling them get out and vote, but we have a different message, and it's why, what are the major issues that are going on and why it's particularly crucial in this political climate where people are being disenfranchised. So one of the things that I noticed is there's a book, One Person, No Vote by Carol Anderson, I believe it is, who also wrote other books about disenfranchisement with voting. So we could put together some different premiums across the network that would allow us to share deeper information for people who want it.
All right. Does anybody else have something to say about this? Because I'm going to put another 3 minutes on this before I call the question. Anybody have any other comments on this?
Share to the stack. Share to the staff. I think it's a great idea. I myself have had many conversations asking people, is there like a Civics 101 course that anybody's giving so that I can understand like things that we don't talk about, like how is a delegate chosen, especially if they have so much power. In terms of our elections. So things like that, you know, those things that people really don't know about the process, the political process as a whole, especially when it can be used in nefarious manners like redistricting and stuff like that. Like, I definitely think that I think people will be fascinated with that, because I think so much of it feels hidden. So that would be awesome.
Right. Anybody else to the stack on this? Well, I want to add that, like, you know, the Brennan Center here at NYU, at New York University, but I have a feeling that every single metro area our stations are in have parts of law schools, I'm sure, in Washington, Houston, Los Angeles, Berkeley, New York. They have people who are involved in this whole issue of voter disenfranchisement that's been going on for quite a while. And they would be excited to work with us. So this allows us all sorts of openings into all sorts of different creative ways. So I would like to call the question on this to vote on it. Does anybody want to second this?
Second.
I have a question.
Yes, Max.
What exactly are we voting to do? And maybe I'm just what are we voting into play?
Well, this is one of these classic situations where we have a conflict with you. But anyway,
I'm not approaching it that way. I'm not sure if we're voting that it's a good idea, or we're voting that the stations should have to do this, or because we've built on Grace's idea. So do we need to clarify exactly what we're saying? So I don't have a perspective one way or the other in terms of, well, I shouldn't say that. I like the idea. So
yeah,
I do have
a perspective.
Yeah.
Carol,
but I'm just trying to say what we're voting for. That's all.
We're voting to send it up to the PNB. And then we could certainly flush it out some more, but the whole point is to get it out of the committee, get it in front of the Grace, is that correct? You want this to go up to the PNB?
We could say that we want it to be a project of Pacifica, or we can send it to the program directors and the general managers to come back with a plan to implement it in some way. I don't know. I
like
to
that.
Tell you the truth, I didn't go that far.
Is it being framed as an initiative?
Well, I think this is a really time sensitive issue here. This in particular, I think, you know, we should send it up to the PNB. We should send it vertically, horizontally. I personally would like to help get this done. I'd like to just get the whole damn thing in motion and not be futzing around with it. That's my personal feeling about it. But other people want
to
talk
about it. Carol to the stack.
Mansoor to the stack. Mansoor as well, please.
All right, Maxie, go on, man.
Yeah, I actually think Grace's idea of sending it to the program directors and the general managers is a good one. I think it'd be good to get their eyes on this, to see what they could come up with, what they think might be opportunities. I can imagine someone like Quincy and Kevin up in Berkeley really brainstorming pretty heavily and coming up with all kinds of ideas. There are other GMs and PDs I think could do the same and may actually know where some possible funders may be to support this in the local market. So to me, I would love to take this either to, you know, the meetings I conduct with them every week, in like I said, in the spirit of what Grace just said.
Okay. Who's after that, Carol?
I think I was.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
So I would, Grace, I didn't see an email with your resolution, and I'm actually not sure what we are voting on, the wording. So I think it might be helpful for us to come up with something that is one or two sentences right now, just to get something going, and then to bring this back to our next meeting also and continue to talk about it.
Sure, to the stack.
And I also think, you know, Maxie has enough to go ahead and talk with the PDs nationally too.
All right.
All right, Carol, Mansoor, let Mansoor, you wanted to say something on this before I get your
sure,
on?
Sure. Yes. I would like to see funding behind this before getting approved. And we still have time. This is June to November of 2020. We still have some time, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We can find out if we can reach out to Rock the Vote and this and that to see if they would fund us or not. Okay, so I prefer to see any funding behind it before taking a vote on it. Thank you.
All right, go on, Shira.
Yes, I was going to say somewhat along the lines, maybe not funding, but how is this? That this, I guess here's my question. Is there a proposal to be made if we're just asking the PDs to take a look at it? Wouldn't a proposal be needed to take it to the board? So I just want clarification because this is not something I guess I think should go to the board. I do think it should go to the PDs. And it would be nice to, this is the kind of programming that would need partnerships, if not straight out funding, but would probably need partnerships. And so I think that what it would take isn't as easy as just sending it to a board and say, do this, unless it's somehow being couched as just a larger initiative of creating some kind of voting promos or voting programming. So those are my thoughts. Thanks.
All right. Jim to the stack. I would prefer that we vote on this and then move it in all these different directions. Up to the PDs, up to the PNB. I can take it to organizations I know in New York who actually do this professionally. We just lost an opportunity here in New York, which I don't want to get into on an open stream, but it was due to inertia and committees and let's meet about that. We're in a dynamic political process in this country. And I don't disagree that, you know, with Mansoor's sentiments, I'm pretty sure that we can approach people who are institutionally doing this all the time and suggest to them, well, where can we get money? Where can we get money to creatively do something like this since we have the power to broadcast out to 40 or 50 million people, which would excite them? So I just think we should track it, and then we can further suss it out with all these different layers of bureaucracy, but this is a great resolution to sort of take it and run with it now and start to interact with everybody in the system as we're moving this along to get it implemented.
So it's Donald for the stack.
Go on, Donald.
Yeah, so a couple of quick thoughts. Number one, the executive director just signaled that he likes the idea very much. He, of course, has the authority to make recommendations to both the GMs and PDs about seeing how to do this at each station level, but obviously this should be a national effort, as Grace has proposed. I think that with regard to funding, there are a number of ways to do that, and I don't think we need to get the funding first in order to do this. We have, if you will, a political and social responsibility to make this happen across this network, given the crucial nature of the 2020 elections, which I won't go into the details on. Lastly, I think that it's great to pass motions, and I think we should vote on this. But also, if we want, we have enough people on this committee to say which two or three people want to stay focused on this one and run with it and assist Maxie in whatever way and across the stations as well, because it's great to pass stuff, but if you don't have follow through, it goes nowhere. Thanks.
Right. Anybody else to this before we vote on it or not vote on it? Go on. Anybody else?
James for the stack.
Go on, Jim.
I don't have the language that I'm going to request, but I'm looking at it, and the only actual action I see in the motion as it exists is let's encourage our stations to produce and air more programming geared to the following, and there's the list of the six, and then also reaching out to these other groups. Can we put some language in here about what is to happen? I mean, are we going to send it to Maxie, and is he going to do it? Or are we going to send, you know,
okay,
originally we talked about sending it to the PNB, but that was changed. I think. So what are we going to do?
This is Grace for the STAC.
Go on.
I have an action item that I can send you to be added to the motion, all right? I'll read it first and then send it, okay?
Wonderful.
Go on.
Okay. Okay, the programming committee proposes that the PNB urges a Pacifica-wide voter empowerment programming initiative that would include voter education, voter registration, and getting out the vote. The PNB asks GMs and program directors to discuss how they can implement the below motion and to respond with plans to the programming committee and the PNB. The programming committee, the ED, and the PNB. That's kind of rough, but that's what I would say. Does that sound okay? I'll send it to everybody.
Yeah, Maxie to the STAC real quick.
Go on, Maxie.
Yeah, Grace, if you want to put a timeline in play with your motion, I meet with the PDs and GMs this week on Thursday, and then again the following Thursday, and of course the PMB, I don't know if the PMB meets next week, but if you want to put a timeline to it, I do meet with them every week, so it's possible
okay,
that if you want to do that, put some kind of timeline in it in terms of getting a response from them collectively and even individually on how they'd like to interact with this motion, that I can accommodate that.
How about within 2 weeks? I mean, all we're asking, I would just envision like 30-second and 60-second get-out-the-vote carts. That's number one. Number two, short segments, 15-minute segments, or half-hour segments on regular programming where voter information, the regular hosts interview people who can give information about voter registration, voter eligibility, getting out the vote, empowering voters, et cetera, and then having that be having that all go on the audio port so that it can be distributed to our affiliates and to all the different stations. Does that make sense?
I don't want to
totally flesh it out, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
And then in terms of responding to Mansoor's comments, when the reason that pet stores have pets in the windows is that when you want to get funding for something, it's really much easier if you have something to show that, okay, here's an actual puppy that you can buy if you pay $200 or $500. It's really a lot harder to sell a theoretical plan. So if we have 3 or 4 hours of actual programming in the can that can be downloaded from AudioPort, already produced, and we can produce a lot more of this type of programming, it'd be much easier to get funding than just to get funding for some future theoretical plan.
Maxie to the stack. Right?
That makes sense.
Go on. Yeah, I don't want to be a killjoy, but I do want to make clear that one of the things that I do think may be a potential hiccup in this plan is the PDs don't have a lot of control over the volunteer programmers. And so this notion that our volunteers are going to be inspired or motivated to do this, while I think, you know, it's certainly something we should aspire to, I don't know how likely it will happen because many of them, as you know, don't really take well to direction, at least at this stage of the game. We have not created a culture yet where station-wide initiatives are taken up in the way that they would in normal situations. So while I don't disagree with the concept and I think we should try to make it happen, I actually think the promo strategy is something the PDs can control. And with the clock that they're implementing, they can actually guarantee that there will be a presentation of those things. They certainly can create specials that may not include or may include the existing volunteer hosts. So I just want us to be clear as to what the possibilities are in the real sense on the ground at our stations, because in a normal situation, you could pull your hosts in and create an initiative and get buy-in. I'm not sure that's always the case with our stations at this point. So I just want to put that in the mix as we think about
it.
Carol for the stack.
Okay. Right. Can I just interject one quick thing? I'm going to be off the call for a few minutes. I'm actually going to a candlelight vigil to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the Tiananmen massacre. And I can tell you that Asians are extremely interested in democracy, extremely. Capitals, bold, and underlined. So I'm going to a rally where there'll be a couple of hundred people in front of the Chinese consulate. So I'll try to get back on the call when I'm in the car. And I sent out the motion, and you can tweak it as you wish. Bye-bye.
All right. Carol for the stack.
Carol for the stack.
Go on, Carol.
So I just wanted to say I think what we need is a team nationally, because we're not expecting smaller stations that have very little staff or very limited resources, but maybe we can put together a national team from New York, from Berkeley, from whoever wants to participate and develop some programming with programmers and other organizations that we know.
All right.
So that it could be shared. It doesn't have to be every station has to produce a whole huge thing.
All right. Tim to the sec. If we pass this tonight, I could go tomorrow to the Brennan Center at New York University that specializes, that takes the leadership role in voter empowerment in the United States, and come in and say, Pacifica just passed this resolution. What do you guys think about it? What ideas do you have about this? Because this is what they're all about. This is the stuff that Eric Holder's involved with. And I don't want to wait around for 3 weeks or 4 weeks. You know, this is, there's time, you know, the timeliness of these kind of initiatives, you know, you sort of have to push forward with them and see what happens, because we just heard a rather sobering discussion about how many people are actually involved in listening to the stations. And here we have something that can actually, if it's creatively handled, and we're talking about ascertainment, community engagement, if you're actually encouraging Chinese Americans to vote, if you're encouraging Korean Americans to vote, you're encouraging different folks from Africa to vote in all the different metro areas we're in. We're talking about something that it really could be interesting and transformative for Pacifica as a whole. So I think we just should vote on this and get the ball rolling. I will volunteer to help on this, and then, you know, respect how Maxi will roll it out with the PDs and everything. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff that can get going, and we may even have money quicker than we think, along the lines of what Mansoor was talking about.
James for the stack.
Sure, it's a stack.
Ed,
go ahead.
Go ahead, Jim.
I just wanted to ask Maxi. He had spoken when he was in New York the other day about wanting to do some national, possibly some national programming in the future. He felt he didn't have the staff to start working on it immediately. Maxi, is there any way you could use this as an opportunity to get some kind of a national initiative or a national program out of it, just as an experiment?
I mean, certainly we could do a pilot, something that we could get the stations involved in. There's been some initiatives like that in the past with different levels of success. But, you know, I feel like if I'm involved, I can try to make sure that there's a high quality standard to it and the execution works across the network. In terms of funding, though, until our audits are done, I think it's going to be hard for us to get foundation support. And so it's going to come down to whether we have some major donors, some individuals who would want to get behind this at the local station level. And I think that's a possibility considering the idea. So something to think about there.
But yeah, I think we could create something on a national level. It'd be a one-off. But again, I want to just reiterate, and I wish Grace were on for this, but I really think if you want to make sure this is heard, that promos are the most reliable approach to that. Short 30 seconds, 60s, 15s that use variations on the theme and really have a common nomenclature, if you will, or tagline that really pushes the fact that this is an initiative that is ours and that we're pushing network-wide throughout our stations, and find ways to make it happen not only on our air and in our programs, but in engagement opportunities in the community.
This is Donald.
Sure, says Zach.
Well, Shira was ahead of you, Donald. Shira, go on.
It's okay.
Yes. Okay. So in terms of a motion that it sounds like would need is maybe instead of saying the motion is to get them to encourage, it sounds almost like it would be a motion for a task force for this initiative be put in place. Because otherwise, just telling them to do it and not giving them the means in which to do it and the manpower and the support doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It sounds like a motion to make a motion. Thanks.
Okay.
This is Donald.
The beeper. Go on, Donald.
Yeah. Yes. I want to second what Maxie just said, that essentially doing PSAs, you know, regularly throughout the day on how to register to vote, where to register to vote. And, of course, we can have links on all of our websites at our stations to directly get people to be able to register to vote online, which takes all of about 1 minute. And that's what a number of these organizations actually have, is the capacity for actually people to register through their particular states. In fact, they have 50-state lineups, like at Rock the Vote. No matter which state you're in, you can go and register there on their website. So, yeah, I think I also agree with what Shira just said, that I think essentially, Maxie, you're it's got to be two-pronged. The PNB should pass a resolution in support of this, and Maxie, you should go ahead and start encouraging GMs and PDs to say, how can you do this? Because this 2020 election is the most consequential in our living history.
I'm on it.
All right. So in that spirit, can we at least...
Can I make a comment? Mansoor?
Yes, Mansoor. Go on, Mansoor.
Thank you very much. I'll be very brief. So the reason that I'll bring up this issue that there's funding out there for it already, that we need to reach out to people like MTV spends millions of dollars every 4 years, every 2 years to get out and vote. So there's money there. There are a lot of people that really, with money, that hate Trump. Okay, they'll do anything and they will support anything to get rid of Trump in 2020. And one of them is Tom Steyer. Okay, everybody knows him, right? Right? Yeah.
Right.
Everybody knows him. So this guy is determined to get rid of Trump 2020. So why couldn't we reach to people that says we have funding for this type of work? There is money out there. It's just like any Hollywood industry, any radio industry. You come up with a proposal. You say, this is the money we ask in, and this is how much money is going to bring in. So there is funding out there for it. Thank you.
Maxie to the staff.
Go on, Maxie.
Mansoor, I think this pursuit of funding, I don't think MTV is a possibility just simply because the demos don't match up. But there may be, like I said before, foundations that would be inspired by some of the disenfranchised populations that we might be able to create engagement opportunity with and make a campaign around. I do think the sooner we can come up with a campaign that reveals itself in the multiple dimensions that we've discussed, the quicker we can put that proposal out to to potential funders, whether they be individuals, as you've mentioned, or foundations. But I think that's the first step. And I think that step can be accomplished in the way that was articulated by the board, this committee passing a motion to move forward with this initiative, for me to meet with the PDs and GMs to get a plan together in the 2 weeks or three, well, 2 weeks, I think should be enough. And then to report back to this committee what that plan is, and then to codify it and move it forward. So I think we're all saying the same thing, but coming at it from different angles.
All right. All right, anybody else's stock before we vote on this? Okay.
Yeah, if what you're going to vote on include Grace's, I guess, amendment to be added to the motion below.
Yeah, we'll add Grace's amendment to it, which I believe we all heard. I did not see it yet, but
it's in the Get Out the Vote program proposal.
Yeah. And I will promise I will communicate with Maxie. I will go to the Brennan Center and talk to them about this week, okay? Because they are in a position with the money, as Mansoor is talking about. We have a whole institution in New York that's set up just to do this. So I'll go and I will volunteer to go talk to them and report back.
Jim?
Yes, Jim, sir.
Grace's proposal went out at 10:23. It's under Get Out the Vote programming proposal. It's the third. It's the third email in that thread.
Right. Okay. All right. So we're all clear on this now. We're all going to vote for this, and you know, it's sort of a flexible thing, you know, sort of a dynamic thing. It'll be modified with the input from the PDs and the GMs, and Maxie will take it to them and all that stuff. And all the things that you're talking about, I think the Tom Steyer thing was brilliant. It allows us to approach big money, liberal big money, because this is something they love. So it has all sorts of interesting possibilities. So all in favor of this proposal? Is it unanimous?
Ask if anybody's opposed, Jim.
I don't think anybody's opposed. Anybody opposed? Okay, so that passes. That goes up to the PNB. Okay. And as it says, it's a dynamic thing. You know, all of us can interact with each other as to who wants to sort of carry the ball in other directions and work with these guys with Maxie and all that. Okay, I'm going to move to the third item, which was this morning show study. I'll skip at this time the indigenous survival thing. This was to form a study group, if you will, and it's proposed by Donald Goldmacher. Donald, why don't you take the ball?
Yeah, let me try to articulate this more clearly. It actually also goes with the strategic planning proposal that's below this on the agenda. Whoops, what happened there? Not my phone. Okay, so I hope that's not my phone. I don't think it is. In any event, this idea is essentially to recognize, and we just looked at some numbers earlier in executive session, which amply demonstrates the point I'm trying to get at. That is that morning drive time is the determining factor to whether people listen to the station the rest of the day, and is the opportunity for people to get acquainted with the station. So the more smart and listenable those morning drive time shows on our station, the more we are going to be able to generate new audiences, both for that program and programming throughout the day. So what I'm proposing is that start to work more cohesively together, we put together a subcommittee of this group with one person from each station, and that subcommittee would actually do an evaluation of the 6 to 9 a.m. Shows at each station. And you know, create their own criteria for what they think are the most important aspects to a show being successful at that hour of the day, and then coming back with reports, and then hopefully figuring out how we can help those stations who are in need of assistance. And hopefully this would be in sync with what our executive director is trying to accomplish as well. So if that's not clear, please ask questions.
Yeah, Maxie.
All right, anybody? Go on, Maxie.
Yeah, so I want to make sure we're talking about a study versus an action plan, because I think
yes.
There's certainly no problem with a committee evaluating, but I think we need to be careful that we're not evaluating subjectively as much as we're looking at data. And now that we've got, first of all, I think, you know, we're going to be able to break down the hourly to understand what's happening. I think what I would encourage to build on what you're proposing here is that we set a timeline for the stations to produce the data for this committee to review that would give us a clear and comprehensive understanding of what's happening on the mornings, in the mornings on all five stations. Some of the stations actually have morning shows already built. In addition to that, I've already proposed a morning show clock and program format for the other stations who don't have that. And so my thinking is if we can articulate the need to have the research so we can at least evaluate what's working so far and what's not and identify where there is a need for morning show to be built, I think that's the first step. I think the second step is to lean on some expertise on what a good morning show actually is. And even if we step outside of myself, who's you know, develop morning shows nationally and locally successfully. There are people in the industry. There are other, and there. I would argue there's an example, perhaps with KPFA, of a successful morning show model that might be replicable throughout the system. And I'm not saying to carry that show, although that's something I did talk to them about. But it may be useful to see what's already built that might be a good replication piece or come up with ideas. But again, I think we need to lean on expertise and make sure we're not doing a subjective evaluation and instead looking more at data that informs us that something must be done.
Can somebody turn their phone off?
Can you turn that off? Turn it off. They can hear it online.
All right.
Thank you. This is Donald, if I might respond.
Go on, Donald.
Yeah, Maxie, I totally agree with you. We certainly want the numbers. But I also think it's important that people around the network from each station get to listen to what's on the air at the other stations during these critical hours. Because I don't think we're terribly familiar with what each other is putting on the air. And I think just that experience alone of being able as a team to listen to each station and come up with a set of diagnoses, if you will, of this is working, this is not working, how is this show coming across, is this something I would want to listen to while I'm driving to work, is this putting me to sleep, is it waking me up, etc. And I totally love the idea of bringing in some outside expertise as well on what is a successful morning show, morning drive time hours look like on a public, on a nonprofit public affairs radio station.
All right. I'm going to jump in on this. I conducted a study of this type for BAI 2 years ago. And I was asked by the general manager to listen to the morning shows to critique them. Now, that basically was very detailed oriented. In other words, I listened minute by minute as to what the person was saying. What did they forward promote? Did they ID the station? What was the length of the segment they had? Did they have breaks? Did they have music breaks? what was the length of it in a 15-minute configuration, because I was comparing it to how Morning Edition happens. So that kind of detailed work, it's not subjective, it's objective, because you're actually listening to what the host or hosts are doing in that time slot. Are they bringing pre-produced segments in? How long are they conducting interviews? When did they ID the station? In one case, the person didn't ID the station for 40 minutes. So these are the kind of things that one does not need to be a brain surgeon in radio art to know when you're listening to these kind of things. And I think one can do that immediately, that teams can be organized to listen to what the content is of these morning shows and just do minute-by-minute breakdowns of what is exactly being heard, and that will be quite revealing. If you contrast it to what you get out of NPR, which is, of course, highly funded but has models, or you contrast it to what you hear on other highly funded but well-produced radio like the BBC, it can give you insights into what perhaps we're doing or not doing right or wrong. And those low numbers speak for themselves.
Max, to the stats.
Yeah, what I'm trying to get us to avoid doing is anecdotal and personal belief of what is appropriate and good. Respectfully, there's not enough expertise on this committee regarding programming to evaluate the programming and come to decisions as to what is good and what's not. Now, formatic. Well, you don't have to, but I'm just saying.
I don't agree
with that. No, that's fine. But what I'm saying is what you're going to get is five people's opinion, and that is not a survey. That is not certainly scientific, and it's definitely not going to be anything that anybody would extrapolate as the necessary elements to develop a show. The other thing that I think we should consider, you used Morning Edition as a template to evaluate against. Democracy Now! Was not created with Morning Edition as a template to emulate. Certainly when I developed The Takeaway at WNYC, Morning Edition was the furthest thing from my mind. We actually started from scratch, invented a morning show deeply based on ideating, but more importantly, substantial audience research, and especially audiences that we weren't appealing to as of yet. And so I think if you don't put a significant research component in this, you're going to be basically shooting at the moon, hoping that your personal opinions are going to turn the corner here. I don't think that's what we want. I think what we need to do first is assess what is working, what's not, and where we don't have something that's working, let's bring someone in from the outside who can give us some perspective on what may be some new trends happening in the morning. Like, for instance, one thing I know empirically from data, from research that has been published, around trends in audience usage is people are less and less using morning radio. They're using their mobile devices to get news and information. They're coming to us secondary. So if you create a show that is all about giving the details of the news and giving a news report, that's not what people are looking for in the morning like they used to. What they're looking for is more analysis. So if we were just going off the top of our head and didn't know that, we create something that, gives us, news reports in a certain flow instead of analysis, we'd be off, because that's not what the trends are telling us. That's not what the research is showing. So what I want to make sure we do here is something that has real value in terms of empirical data, real value in terms of analyzing the information that we know, and recognizing that there's expertise that we can avail ourselves to help us shape something that is much more research-based, experience-driven, and data-driven versus the opinions of the folks on this committee, myself included. And so I think that's the more wise approach to this, with all due respect.
All right. See, there I don't agree with you. I agree with you, and I don't agree with you, because I personally think we can break down just simply in raw data the form and structure and flow, if you will, of each of
that's
these
formatic. That's formatic, and I agree with you on that. That's formatic,
And just to let you know, I worked in a film company where we actually went down and helped Democracy Now! Develop its film components when they were going on TV. So I remember very vividly what was going on at that time. I just think that, and that's raw data. That's not being subjective about what is being heard. I think it's important to write down what is being the content of it as one of the sort of form of lines you're looking at. Then you can objectively look at it later. But the formatics, I agree with, because that is in part the problem in the morning shows in Pacifica in general. Their formatics, due to all sorts of reasons, are just not there, frankly, at least in New York. But I think that kind of data we can do, and it won't be subjective. It won't be like, I don't like this guy or this guy. We're just purely marking down what we're hearing over a period of time. Then I think it's useful. I really don't think you disagree.
This is Grace for the stack.
Go on, Grace.
I think that it would benefit this committee for us to take the time to listen to the morning strip of other stations. I think it would be really helpful. I think we know that at several stations, our morning strips are weak. We know that from Fund Drive information, from Nielsen's that we've had, from the statistics of online listenership. We know that KPFA has had a strong morning grid that has been supporting the station to a great degree for many years. And so I think it should be, for this committee, it doesn't mean that we're going to evaluate the programming or do any decision making, but just to become more familiarized with the programming of other stations and to agree on the common reality of listening to other stations in the morning hours, I think would be beneficial to this committee. And then we can work on also integrating that with the statistical information we have.
Anybody else on this?
Carol for the stack.
Yeah.
I just need to say I need to get off the call, but I really support this idea, and I will listen to the rest of the stream.
All right.
Thanks.
Anybody else on this issue? All right. I will call the question since we're nearly out of time on this. Does anybody have any objections to this proposal? Anybody? All right. Hearing none, it's passed unanimously. And Donald, how do you want to staff this? Should we see who volunteers? What's your ideas about this?
Yeah, I think what we should do is send out an email to the members of this committee and see who's interested in participating, and then we can start to work out a methodology along both lines that both Maxie has recommended and you yourself and my own, and hammer out a pathway forward. And I would also add that item 3 in the agenda here, we will not get to tonight, but item 3 really informs this conversation and why going forward with this is terribly important to really get a handle on what's going on at our stations and how we can improve them by helping one another and helping our executive director to achieve it. So I will write something up and send it to you in the next 24 to 48 hours.
All right. And anybody else on this issue? All right. I just want to add an experience that I had, and Donald would know who I'm talking about. I had the great pleasure many years ago of taking a class with the great documentary filmmaker Peter Watkins. And Peter Watkins had us analyze television. This is about 35 to 40 years ago. And we analyzed all the TV coverage of Three Mile Island, the overthrow of the Shah, I forget what the third thing was. And we had teams of people doing different things, timing segments, looking at what people were saying. It was essentially a very formatic, as was discussed earlier, look at television, broadcast television, which was quite insightful. But that level of detail is essentially, I look at it as essentially objective data, because we're just breaking down what we're hearing in different kinds of categories. We're not making subjective insights into, do we like this, should it be more? I agree with that. I'd also be curious if, as we're pursuing this, to suggest other shows, morning shows. Democracy Now, of course, is a successful show, but a well-funded show, but other shows outside of the system that might be interesting to look at. And maybe, Max, you can come up with some ideas about that. I know I can't, just to sort of see how their formatics are, which I know are highly well-funded, but I always feel that we can learn from that and figure out a way to, you know, learn from those kind of successful approaches that we don't have the money for, but maybe we can think about that. And, you know, anyway, I just wanted to throw that out too. Okay, so shall we call it a night? Does anybody else want to say anything? Have any comments?
Productive meeting. A lot of good stuff came out of it. Thanks.
Yeah, and definitely this Get Out the Vote proposal, very exciting. That can break us through a lot of different things. I do want to deal with this International Day of the World's Indigenous People, et cetera, next time. But anybody have any other comments before we sign off? Now, on that note, next time we will have elections, and I look forward to talking to you all.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Jim.
Good night. Good night, everyone. Good night.